Mm-hmm. Powers per arcane mission hour for Sheriff Bart, Bardea, Bruce Sisarab. If did the sheriff and it's Bardea fought next to each other in Rosh Hashanah in the public domain, and you have a subject, whether you cut the sheriff or the Bardea, as it's Bardea is similar to one of the Shmonas Rushes, which is Mitame. So it's possible you have a subject, whether what you touch is a Bardea or the sheriff. But it's Bardea, it's not Mitame. So if you touch the Bardea, you would be Tar. And if you touch the sheriff, you would be Tame. Kedayas ben Ameis, u Kedayas min HaNevel, or if there's a Kedayas from a corpse, and a Kedayas from a Nevel from a dead animal, next to each other in a Rosh Hashanah, and you have a subject, whether you put your hand over the mace, or whether your hand was over the Nevel, as the din is that a mace is Mitame ba'oil. So therefore, if you put part of your body over and above the mace, you would become Tame. As opposed to if you put your hand or part of your body over the Nevel, it would not be Mitame. The Nevel is only Mitame b'maga uvamasa, but it's not Mitame b'oil. And this topic occurred in Rosh Hashanah. Ve'etzem min ha'nevel, or just a bone from a mace, and a bone from a Nevel, from a dead animal, in a Rosh Hashanah. And the bone from a mace is not Mitame b'oil, but it's Mitame b'maga uvamasa, as opposed to a bone from a Nevel. It's not Mitame at all. And you have to suffer which one you came into contact with. The Gush Me'eretz Tahira, U Gush Me Beis HaPras, Gush Me'eretz Tahira, U Gush Me'eretz Ha'amit. Or, in a Rosh Hashanah, there's a clump of dirt from an Eretz, from a land that's tar. And next to it, there's a clump of dirt from a Beis HaPras, from a field which had a kever that was plowed over in the dinit. So the clump of dirt from that field would be Mitame. B'maga uvemasa. And you have a suffix, whether you move one of these two clumps, if you move the clump that was from a base of pras, you would become tame. And since the clump from a base of pras is mitame b'masa, so too it's mitame also if you move it. And you don't know which clump you moved. Or, if there's a clump from an Eretz Tahora, and there was just a rabbi, and next to it, there's a clump from an Eretz Ha'amen, a clod of dirt from outside of Eretz Yisrael, that the din is mitame b'maga uvemasa. And you move one of these two clumps, and you don't know which one you moved. Shnei shvila, echad tameh, be'echad tar, halach be'echad mehen, vein yodua be'ezem mehen halach. There were two paths in Rosh Hashanah. One path, if you traveled through it, you would have become tameh. There's a kever that takes up the entire width of the path, and if you walked down that path, you would be tameh ba'oil because you walked over the kever. And the other path did not have a kever in it, and you walked down one of those paths, and you don't know whether you walk down the path, which is Tameh, or not. Hell, our Ether Mehen. Vain you do our Ezim Mehen, hell. You are mile on one of these two things, and you don't know which one. You are mile. This is going back in the case that we had before. That there's a Kedayas from a mace and a Kedayas from an Avela next to each other. And it was just a Ram, and as we said, the Kedayas from a mace is Mitame Boil. So if you put part of your body over, above the Kedayas, you would become Tame. Since it's Mitame Ba'oil, the tumor rises up and would be Mitame you, as opposed to the Kedayas ben Anavel, it's not Mitame Ba'oil. And you have a suffix, whether you're a mile over the Kedayas ben Anavel, or maybe you're a mile over the Kedayas ben Anavel, which in such a case, you would not be Tame. Hesed as Echad Mehem. Then you do a Ezem man Hesed. Or you move one of two things that are next to each other in Rosh Hashanah, and you don't know which one you move. This is going back to two cases that we had before. The case where there's a clump from a base of props and a clump from an Eretz Torah next to each other. Or the case where there's a clump from Eretz Ha'amit next to a clump from an Eretz Torah next to each other in Rosh Hashanah, and you move one of them. And you don't know which one you moved. Rabbi Kiva Mitameh V'chachamim Mitar. Rabbi Kiva said that your tummy and he suffered. Even though normally when we have a suffix tumor Rosh Hashanah and they didn't, that we consider it tar. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that's only in such a case where we have a suffix, whether food or a kli cheres or anything, that if it would become tummy, you cannot immerse in a mikvah and be mitare, as food or earthenware kelim can never become tar. So therefore, since the suffix is about something, which if it's tummy, it can never become tar, we are makel. We take the lenient approach for Sister Rabbi and we say that it is tar. But over here, it's a suffix whether a person is tummy or tar. And a person can be mitare himself by immersing himself in the mikvah, or in a case where he became tummy from a maid, he can be mitare himself with the ashes of Paradum. So therefore, since he could be Mitar himself, we take the more stringent approach and we say, that means suffix, the person is Tame, even though it's a suffix Tuma, Birushus a Rabbi. While Chachamim are Mitai, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva, according to the Chachamim. In every case that we have a Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbi, we are Mako, and we consider him Tar, even though it's a Suffolk whether a person is Tameh or Tar, and a person can easily be Mitai himself by immersing himself with the Mikvah. According to the Chachamim, there's no need for him to be Mitai himself, as we consider him Tar. Somebody who said, I touched this thing that's in a Rosh Hashanah, and I don't know if this thing is Tameh or Tar, if I have become Tameh or I'm still Tar. As we said in the previous mission, that a Sherith and a Sfardeh are similar to each other. A Sfardeh, which is the Frat, is similar to one of the Shmona Shrat, and one of the eight Shrat, which the Torah says is Metameh. And a Sfardeh itself is not Metameh. And somebody who sees something in Rosh Hashanah and he touched it, and it's not sure if the thing that he touched is a Sherith, and therefore he would become Tameh, or it's the thing that he touched is a Sfardeh, and he would not be Tameh. Negati ve'eni yodea be'ezem mehen negati. Or, the Sherith and the Sfardeh are next to each other in Rosh Hashanah, and he touched one of the two, and he doesn't know which one he touched. This is the case that we have in the previous mission. Rabbi Akiva mitameh, ve'chachamim mitar. Rabbi Akiva is mitameh misafik, like we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, that according to Rabbi Akiva, when we have a suffik in Rosh Hashanah, whether a person has become tameh or tar, since a person can easily be mitar himself by immersing himself in the mikvah, according to Rabbi Akiva, misafik, he is tameh. While the chachamim are mitar, the chachamim hold in every case that we have a suffik tumah versus a rabim, the seku is tar, even in such a case, that the suffik is whether a person has become tameh or tar. Rabbi Yosi mitameh bekulon, umitaher bishvil. Rabbi Yossi is metameh in all the cases that we had in the previous mission. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Akiva. When did they suffer a tumor versus rabbin that involved a person, we would be machmer, and the person would be considered tameh, since the person can easily be metameh himself by immersing himself in the mikvah, or in the case where he might have become tameh from a mace, he can be metameh himself for the ashes of the parah tumor. So therefore, we consider the person tameh even though the suffix is in a Rosh Hashanah. There's one exception though. In one case that we had in the previous mission, Rabbi Yosi would agree with the Chachamim that a suffix tumah Rosh Hashanah would be tar even though the suffix involves a person. And that's the case of Shvil, where we have two paths in Rosh Hashanah. And one of the paths, there's a kever in the middle of that path that covered the entire width of that path. That if a person would walk down that path, he would inevitably walk over that kever and become tameh ba'al from the kever that's in that path. And he has a suffix which path he traveled down, whether he traveled down the path that's tameh or the path that's tar. In that case, Rabbi Yosi is mitar the person misafik. And Rabbi Yosi explained the reason being that it's not possible for a person to avoid going down path in Rosh Hashanah, as it's normal for a person to travel, but it's not normal for a person to touch things that are laying in a Rosh Hashanah. As a person is always traveling, and sometimes a person will unavoidably travel down path and have a kever and would become tameh. We can't blame the person for that. So since it's unavoidable, when a person has to suffer whether he travels down a path which is tameh or tar, we say that the person is tar. We would be mitahir in that case. And that which Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi hope, that when a suffix tumah Rosh Hashanah involves a person, that we are machmer and say that it's tameh, that's only middle abundant. As midaraisa, any time we have a suffix tumah Rosh Hashanah, the suffix is tar, even when it involves a person. So therefore, since it's only a chumra mirabbanim, Rabbi Yosi makes an exception in the case of tishvilim, as since it's impossible for a person to avoid walking down paths in our tameh, when he has a suffix, we would be mitameh misafik. As opposed to when a person has a suffix, whether he touched or moved or with mahel over a tumah in Rosh Hashanah, such a thing is avoidable. It's possible for a person to avoid touching or moving or being mahel over things that are tameh in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, when a person has a suffix, whether he touched, moved, or was mal, a tumah, in a Rosh Hashanah, we would be mitameh misafik, according to Rabbi Yosi.